talklive.com. Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231, toll free, 800-259-9231. You get interactive with us about anything that might happen to be on your mind. Political, personal, you just want to get a rant off your chest, you've got an agenda, and you want to push it, we're here for you. And the phone lines are open at 800-259-9231. Don't forget to log on at freetalklive.com.
You can check out our BBS, that's our bulletin board system, it's a message board, and there are thousands of posts on there from hundreds of posters, people that are active in the Free Talk Live message board, and you can interact with our other listeners.
Exactly. It's an opportunity that a lot of shows don't give you.
No.
There are some of them out there, but we'll let you talk about anything on our BBS. I mean, really, virtually any topic goes there. Sort of like on Free Talk Live, on the air. Any topic goes, except the key difference is, on the air, you can really just talk with the Free Talk Live crew, and now and then we might have someone call in that wants to talk to you at the same time, we'll conference call. That's very occasional. But on the BBS, you're interacting with everybody. You're interacting with all of the listeners that are there, plus the Free Talk Live crew. So it's a different dynamic, and it's a lot of fun. And it's free at freetalklive.com. And don't forget that Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. For more information about the Free State Project, call 1-888-532-4604. That is toll-free, 1-888-532-4604, or log on at freestateproject.org. Again, that's freestateproject.org. So we've been talking about the drug war on the show tonight, but again, anything goes. You can interrupt us at 800-259-9231.
What do you foresee happening in the Free State after the time frame that we reach 20,000 activists signed up, and we're at, what, 77,000 or so now?
Right. Well, 65, I think we're in the 6,300 range.
Okay.
I wish we were 7,000.
What do you see happening once we reach that 20,000 and the five-year mark has been reached, and so all 20,000 people...
Everybody's there.
Yeah, everybody's there. What do you foresee happening in the drug war in New Hampshire?
Well, I can tell you right now, when we only have 40 or something Free State Project members that have, like, early movers, they've jumped the gun, they've moved up, they want to get the ball rolling, they're not part of why this came about. There's just some Democratic senator up there that has put up a decriminalization of marijuana measure to the House there, and so that's kind of a positive development, even though we haven't really had much to say about it yet. I mean, I think the important thing, the most difficult thing is going to be changing the hearts and minds of the people there. I mean, the people in New Hampshire already have a pro-freedom kind of a bend to them, but I don't know what that means. I don't know how that translates to how they feel about the war on drugs.
Right.
Just because you want less taxes doesn't necessarily mean you are aware of what the war on drugs it really is, or you know how it's all really just a bunch of bunk. So we're going to have to spread the word about the freedom, about how you own yourself. I think maybe that's how we'll approach it. You know, don't you own yourself? Well, yeah, I do own myself. I mean, who could say no to that, right?
Right.
Well, if you own yourself, then why shouldn't you be able to put whatever you want in your own body?
An excellent question.
Yeah. I mean, I think we're going to have to...
That doesn't motivate me, though. That particular argument does not motivate me.
Well, you're kind of the conservative base, and it would depend on who you're talking to. If you're trying to motivate a conservative, you could say something like, all right, look at all this money that you're spending. Look at this money that the state is spending on the war on drugs, and look at the results. You're getting nothing for your dollars, and it's not going to matter if you spend more.
For me, the most motivating part of the drug war, now, if you're talking about the war on marijuana versus, you know, others, but the most motivating argument against the drug war for me is that my life, my family's lives, and my property are all in danger from drug users, and it's because drugs are illegal.
Mm-hmm.
If they were legal, they wouldn't be, like, 80% of the crime would disappear.
Yeah.
80% of it.
It seems like a lot of the places in New Hampshire are the kind of places where people leave their doors unlocked anyway, so I'm sure there's not a huge crime problem in the state. And another reason why there's not a huge crime problem is there's a lot of people with guns there. The gun laws in New Hampshire are virtually non-existent. They do have a shall-issue concealed carry permit, and what that means is if you ask for one, you get it, basically. And I know there are individuals within the state that are working on repealing that particular measure and just making it so you can just carry a weapon anytime, anywhere. So, I mean, that idea right there, that's a reason why, even though there is a war on drugs going on in New Hampshire, it's probably, the damage there is probably minimal,
right.
I guess is what I'm saying.
Probably true.
The drug users are more likely to cross over to Massachusetts and rob someone there. You know, it's fascinating. The border between New Hampshire and Massachusetts, they've actually gone on the other side, onto the Massachusetts side, and taken pictures of some of the houses there.
Right.
They're just run down.
Slums.
Ramshackle. Slums. Just beaten up. Never been repaired in, you know, a decade, 5, 10, 20 years, that kind of thing. Just
mm-hmm.
It looks like utter trash. There's no development. And then as soon as you cross into the New Hampshire side, where, of course, there's no sales tax,
right?
You've got industry, you've got shopping malls.
That land in New Hampshire or in Massachusetts worthless compared to the there's no taxes in New Hampshire. So, of course, people are going to want to live there.
Well, plus you've got all the draconian sort of zoning laws and everything that prevents people from doing upgrades on their houses and everything. So that's probably another factor as to why the houses there just look like utter trash.
Mm-hmm.
Because people just don't have the freedoms that they do up there. So anyway, you can tell we're excited about the whole Free State thing. And again, freestateproject.org is a place you want to go to. We've been talking about the drug war, talking about what our friend Harry Brown has to say about it. And he was trying to take us back to a time so, so long ago. Actually, the time right before World War I, about 100 years ago, as a matter of fact, where a 9-year-old girl could walk into a drugstore and walk out with some heroin, a whole bottle full of heroin.
That doesn't really make me pine for the old days, that particular story.
No, he's just giving you an example of how unregulated it was. But yet, we didn't have problems. We didn't have, you know, the little girl who was buying the heroin was just taking it home to mommy and daddy,
right,
who had asked her to run to the drugstore. That's all. Well,
wasn't it morphine or something? Laudanum?
Actually, there's a label here. Bayer Pharmaceutical Products. Heroin hydrochloride.
Wow.
Is preeminently adapted for the manufacture of cough elixirs, cough balsams, cough drops, cough lozenges. So if you had a cough in 1910, you got to dope up.
Huh.
Anyway, after all, who would buy dangerous drugs from a gangster at outrageous prices when he could buy safe drugs made by a reputable drug company at modest prices? Americans got a taste of what the drug war might be like when they endorsed the 18th Amendment invoking alcohol prohibition in 1919. And it should be noted that the American politicians endorsed the 18th Amendment, not the American people.
Oh, there were definitely temperance groups in existence that pushed the 18th Amendment.
Obviously, lobbyists were behind it. The result was gang warfare. People dying from drinking bathtub gin, corruption in police departments, big time. Corruption,
sure,
in police departments, just like today, and nonviolent citizens sent to prison for indulging in a vice that was strictly personal. Most Americans rejoiced when prohibition was repealed in 1933. The chances of them supporting another such constitutional amendment within the next 50 years were slim to none, so federal government didn't dare to try amending the Constitution when politicians and bureaucrats decided to reinstate all the trappings of prohibition in a new drug war.
Is that the Stamp Act?
This war that will never end was begun in stages, probably starting with a rarely enforced Harrison Act of 1914. In my recollection, the drug war as we know it today began during the 1960s. They made marijuana illegal in 1937, but the real war mm-hmm. part of the drug war started in the 60s. It moved into second and third gears during the Nixon administration of 69 and 74, and then shifted into overdrive during the Just Say No Reagan administration.
Yep.
Of 1981 and 1989, the drug war has been easily the greatest cause of violent crime in American history. Gangs fighting over monopoly territories, children killed in drive-by shootings, families in the inner city living with a constant sound of gunfire outside their doors, police killing innocent people in misguided drug raids. Happens all the time, by the way. Crooked cops helping...
Innocent people dying for drugs.
And if not dying, like getting severely injured. Crooked cops helping to spread poisonous drugs. Nonviolent citizens sent to prison to be terrorized by violent prisoners. None of it would exist if the drug laws weren't on the books. If there was no war on drugs, we'd all be a lot richer. We'd all have a lot more wealth. And we'd all be safer. Fact. If you want to dispute it, dial in. We want to hear from an anti-drug zealot. 1-800-259-9231. Otherwise, we're going to have to move on. In fact, I'm sure we'll have to move on because you cowards never call in. 800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live.
Congress wants to silence shock jocks by imposing huge new fines for indecent speech. They say they're doing it to protect our children. But we can do that on our own. Thank you very much. I'm Jim Babka, president of DownsizeDC.org. I'm also a father. It can be hard to protect your children's innocence. So much programming is clearly unsuited for them. But there's a reason for that. It was made for adults. Being an adult means you can stay up late, eat junk food, watch bad TV shows, and make your own decisions about when to protect your children by changing the station or blocking a channel. But Congress wants to treat everyone like children. What's next? Will they also tell you when you have to go to bed? Tell Congress no. Go to downsizedc.org and petition Congress to withdraw their huge new fines for indecent speech. Save your right to make your own choices. Visit downsizedc.org and send Congress a message. Don't censor our programs.
To the farthest corners of the earth, explorers are willing to put all their wealth and skill into mapping every corner of the world, and they did. But you can still hold the world in the palm of your hand. Achieve financial independence. Unlike explorers of yesteryear, you'll have a map to follow instead of relying on a compass and a North Star. Get the Red Book of U.S. coins and you'll begin your journey to total financial freedom. Right now, Midas Resources is offering the 2005 edition of the Red Book, along with a silver dollar, for only $22.95. Call them today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237. I can tell you there'll be storms ahead, but with real money as your base, liberty will be your fate. Leave the fiat currency behind and call Midas Resources to get your Red Book along with that silver dollar for only $22.95. Get the map. Start your journey to financial independence today. The time is now. Call 800-686-2237. Get your Red Book now and you'll weather any storm that comes your way.
Whether it's fair or not, people judge you by the words you use. In business and socially, your vocabulary and language skills tell everyone about your background, education, even your intelligence. That's why you need Verbal Advantage. While you listen, Verbal Advantage will give you the confidence that comes with a strong command of the English language. No more fumbling for the right word. No more embarrassment at how to express yourself. No more fear of using the wrong word. And it's so easy. To learn, you simply listen. When you want, where you want. See why over 100,000 people have already gotten the verbal advantage they need for success.
To learn more about verbal advantage, call now 1-800-419-WORD. That's 419-WORD. 1-800-419-WORD.
Hey, I have lost over 40 pounds now with Vim and Vigor's Collagenate, and I'll tell you, it has made a huge difference in my life. Carla Jarrett's with me from Vim and Vigor. One of the things I wanted to mention was a few months ago, my doctor had been concerned about my blood pressure. I went back, you know, and this was like 40 pounds later, and my blood pressure was the lowest I could ever remember it being, and they just looked at it and went, oh, that's good.
We actually find that a lot. I mean, obviously there's no drug in Collagenate, but as people take it and they're losing weight, of course, things like blood pressure improve, cholesterol improves, diabetics do very well because it's a protein supplement. The nice thing with Collagenate is it's safe to take, and then, of course, those conditions tend to improve.
Right, because of the weight loss.
Mm-hmm.
So call and order Vim and Vigor's Collagenate. I've lost 40 pounds. My blood pressure's lower. My energy level is through the roof. Call 1-800-622-8446 to order Vim and Vigor's Collagenate. 1-800-622-THIN. You'll get $25 off your first three-month order. 1-800-622-8446.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. Toll free, 800-259-9231. This is your show, Free Talk Live. You take control, bring up anything, political, personal, whatever's on your mind. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
Don't forget, you can log on, get interactive with us at freetalklive.com, and check out the Shrine of Female Listeners. We have got dozens of ladies who have sent us their picture, and they want to prove that they're listeners to this show, and we want to prove that we have women listening to this show, so that's why we have the Shrine. We're very proud of our lady listeners on this program. And as a matter of fact, if you're a female and you call in and there are other guys who are on hold, we'll actually put you on the air first on this show. That's the rule. Deal with it. 800-259-9231. So log on at freetalklive.com and check that out. What's going on, Manwich, the Iran situation or possible situation?
It's Iran. Iran is a sentence, like I ran away from grammar class.
Well, you say nuclear, so... No, you say nuclear.
Nuclear.
I say nuclear.
Nuclear. It's I have that redneck nuclear.
Well, it's all right. You were born in Bradenton.
Iran will never scrap its nuclear program. What did I just say?
Did it again.
And talks with the Europeans are intended to protect the country's nuclear achievements, not negotiate an end to them, an Iranian official said on Wednesday. Now I'm questioning how I say it. The remarks of Ali Agha Mohammadi, spokesman of Iran's powerful Supreme National Security Council, are the latest in a hardening of its country's stance amid ongoing talks with European negotiators. They also reflect Tehran, the capital of Iran, possible frustration with a lack of progress.
Can you recap that for me? Because I kind of missed some of it. What?
Basically,
what did you guys say? they're not going to do it again?
Iranians are not going to back off of their nuclear program.
Because the world supposedly wants them to. Is that right?
Apparently, yes. Well, they're a Islamic theocracy.
Okay.
And that's not real popular these days in the international scene.
Right.
Especially amongst our leaders in America. So they don't want them to have nuclear weapons. Or, for that matter, nuclear power, which is really the issue. Europe is pressing Iran for concessions on its nuclear program, which the United States claims is aimed at producing atomic weapons. In exchange for nuclear guarantees, the Europeans are offering Iranian technological financial support and talks on a trade deal. We have the power to negotiate because we keep our nuclear achievements in our hands and we are negotiating to protect them, Mohammadi said Wednesday. It's definite that we will protect our scientific achievements as a basic pillar, whether talks make progress or not. Mohammadi's comments came a day after Iran's vice president, oh my gosh, Gholamraza Aghadazdeh, called the Europeans to speed up the talks amid reports that negotiations were deadlocked. Aghadazdeh also serves as head of Iran's Atomic Energy Organization, suggested that Iran was not happy with the progress of the talks, telling reporters, "We have to take the negotiations seriously and accelerate them." So, basically, they're trying to, they're thumbing their nose at the old U.S. and their
and the U.N. No, not the U.N., but the European Union.
But this is written from that point of view, uh-huh. But and it gets down here. Talks have been carried out against a backdrop of U.S. warnings. In January, President Bush reaffirmed his support for a diplomatic settlement, but said he would not take any option off the table, including possible military strike.
He's crazy. I mean, they don't actually have nuclear weapons, do they?
They're probably developing them.
Right.
Just like we have them in, I think, 13 other nations. Last I read, that doesn't make... that's not a definitive answer.
So what we're trying to tell them is, whoa. We can have these little toys, but you're not allowed to play. Right? Isn't that basically it?
Well, in the current international spectrum, it makes sense that they shouldn't have them, because that would it would throw off the scale of things. But,
well, nobody should have these things, but unfortunately we have a bunch of violent, thuggish governments in this world, and they all feel the need to have them in order to protect themselves. I mean, no government, it's hard to say governments are in their right mind, but nobody has used any of them yet, and they've had them for years.
I guess this is what I'm trying to say. Because the United States is out gallivanting around and is in 135 out of 191 UN member states,
mm-hmm.
That's 135 nations we have troops in.
Over 700 military bases.
Yes, because we're all over the place, we're in danger from Iran and their nuclear program.
Maybe that's one of the reasons why they've decided to have a nuclear program, because they feel threatened by the imperialistic United States.
I'm sure it's one of the major reasons.
So if we were to go home, take all of our weapons and tanks and everything and come back home,
Completely occupy the country right next door to these people.
Right.
And we have nuclear weapons.
Yes, we do.
Now, I'm not sitting here apologizing for Iran's nuclear program. I don't think they should have it. But at the same time, I totally understand why it is they're developing them.
Well, and if we want to...
It's completely intellectually dishonest to sit there and say, Iran shouldn't have them, we got to stop them, anything, all costs, we got to do it. Because it's okay for us to go in everybody else's country and kill them if they don't do what we say.
Well,
but it's not okay for them to come over here and kill us if we don't do what they say. That's just a really, really unfair argument.
Not to mention the whole thing is unconstitutional. Of course, you've got George Bush, who 3 years ago said Iran Iran.
Mm-hmm.
Iran.
Or just Iran.
Can I roll the R?
Iran.
I don't know. Do they roll the R's?
I don't know whether they trill their R's or not.
And North Korea were part of an axis of evil. He's emphasized diplomacy in dealing with the two countries. Bush called Iran the world's primary state sponsor of terror. This is during his BS State of the Union address last night, and reiterated his accusations that the country is
striving. I don't
think
they're the primary sponsor.
That's what he says. The world, George Bush knows
everything.
That
was the crap that they were telling us about Iraq. That guy is going in there.
Well, now that Iraq's out of the way, now it's Iran. See, so as soon as you get rid of one of the primary, as soon as you get rid of the primary state sponsor, which allegedly was Iraq, then you get to go after the next primary one, right? Until then we go into Iran.
The media will not let him get away with that.
The media won't?
Please,
don't let
him get away with that.
They sure as hell cheered him on in the Iraq war, didn't they? Don't you remember the lavish coverage, the loving coverage of the Operation Iraqi Freedom? Not Operation Iraqi Invasion. Quagmire.
Mm-hmm.
The media could have had a whole different attitude about it, but they didn't. They played right into the government's hands. The government released press releases saying it's Iraqi freedom. We're going to set these people free. We're going to find WMDs. And they played ball, and they didn't even question it. Now, 3 years later, however long it's been, it's 2-3 years later, now they're starting to question. Now they're starting to report on how the dead bodies of the troops are ignored when they come home and all of the other details. But even then, it still doesn't get real. The real stories in Iraq still don't get big coverage. I mean, the media is still somewhat complicit in this whole game.
Well, it's because it's always the same story over and over again in Iraq. It's, their election officials, their government officials have been shot and killed in the streets.
Right, it gets reported.
You know, 2 or 3 or 4 of our troops have died today. And it's always just the same thing over and over and over again.
Well, anyway, is Iran...
It's all tragic.
Iran, is it the world's primary state sponsor of terror? That's what old Georgie boy has to say. And there's more, of course. 800-259-9231. Unless you want to interrupt the show, change the topic. Are we going to go into Iran? Are we going to bring back the draft to do it? Would seem like the only possible way. What do you think? This is your show, Free Talk Live, so take control.
Herbal Healer Academy is the global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Hi, I'm Bobby Likas with today's Car Clinic Minute. Carrying precious human cargo? We know it's kids under 13 in the back seat and child safety seats for the very young and driven. But did you know there's a prenatal buckle up? When I come back, I'll belt it out. We've all seen the tornado device on TV and wondered if it really worked. I was also skeptical at first until we tested 6 tornado units. And in every case, we got more miles per gallon and felt more power. Gasoline's expensive, so when we find something that saves us money, it just makes sense to get it. Call 800-500-8880 and order your tornado unit today. Or visit tornadoair.com. Mom-to-be, you're one lucky lady, now driving for 2, so here's the 3-step pregnancy buckle-up. First, place the lap belt as low as possible around the pelvic bones and the shoulder strap against the breastbone. Second, National Highway Traffic Safety Administration recommends that pregnant women keep airbags on. Just back your seat up as far as is safely possible. Third, get a safety seat ready for your newborn's ride home from the hospital. From baby in the making to infant, child, teenager, and adult, buckling up's the best way to protect precious human cargo. I'm Bobby Likas. Like us, you'll love us.
Oil is oil. Don't kid yourself. Technology makes better oils possible, like Royal Purple. Royal Purple reduces friction and increases film strength. Go to royalpurple.com and you'll find independent test results from North Carolina and Oklahoma State. Not hype, just facts. What's in it for you? Superior protection, fewer oil changes, more horsepower, torque, and better gas mileage. Find Royal Purple at Napa, O'Reilly's, your local high-performance center, and royalpurple.com today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. Toll-free 1-800-259-9231. We'll talk politics. We'll talk personal. We'll talk pop culture. Whatever it is that's on your mind. Anything goes. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
Don't forget to log on at freetalklive.com and check out the archives. Last 6 days of the show, fully archived and described right there on the front page of the website. There's no logging in. There's no membership fee. You just grab them up. Last 6 days, right there at freetalklive.com. So apparently, Iran has decided that they are not going to put a stop on their nuclear weapons development program or their nuclear power technology program or their nuclear sandwich program, whatever it is they have going on over there. And, of course, that's going to make people like George W. Bush very, very angry because George W. Bush thinks they are the world's primary state sponsor of terror. And apparently he's been looking at the, I guess, the who's who book of who's sponsoring state, terror out there. But that's according to Bush. And Bush, addressing Congress in his annual State of the Union address, talked of multilateral efforts to settle the differences with Iran. We are working with European allies to make clear that the Iranian regime that it must give up its uranium enrichment program and any plutonium reprocessing and end its support for terror. Or else what? Bush, well, or else what?
Nothing's been taken off the table.
Last month, Vice President Dick Cheney said Iran was at the top of the Bush administration's list of world trouble spots and said Israel might act first to eliminate any nuclear threat from Tehran. On North Korea, Bush referred to the administration's aim of restarting the stalled nuclear talks involving the United States, North and South Korea, China, Russia, and Japan. And so they're talking right now, but the threat's been made. I mean, the threat is right there. We're going to make it clear that it must give up its uranium enrichment program and plutonium reprocessing. It must. That's a threat. It's either a threat or a promise.
Yeah.
Right? What's he going to do?
He's going to invade them.
How many troops do we have anyway in the military? I don't have the numbers in front of me, but it's a finite number. And we know that the recruiting is down.
Way down, especially for the Guard.
Yeah, the Guard is, I think, last number 40%. That we looked at, something like 46, 45%. The actual Army, I think, is hovering at around 50%, 52% maybe, of their recruiting goals, meaning if they were supposed to get 12,000 recruits, they got 6, that kind of thing.
Right.
And so that's not a good sign. Because it shows, I mean, it's a good sign in that it shows that the American people are starting to figure this whole thing out. That maybe the young people of America have realized that military service just isn't quite the option that it was under the Clinton administration. And I'm not saying it was a good option then, because plenty of people got sent over to horrible other countries and some people died. Just not as many, I guess.
Right.
So, again, 800-259-9231, if you've got a comment, let's go to Nolan to show about your calls. Nolan, in East Texas, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Manwich.
Hey, how y'all doing tonight?
Good.
Excellent. Nolan, what's on your mind, sir?
Well, I watched all of the State of the Union address I could tolerate, and regarding Operation Iraqi Quagmire, Freedom, President Bush was happy enough to inform the world that he intended to, by might if necessary, but certainly everybody was going to be happy to have us come and make sure they had plenty of freedom, liberty,
Yes, and liberty, liberty, freedom, freedom,
liberty. Liberty, freedom, the, Bush, the Bush style of liberty.
Yeah, tyranny, liberty, tyranny. Freedom, liberty. Anyway, I'm having trouble understanding why we're going to spend so much money and put forth so much effort and probably kill a good many of our good young men and some innocent people elsewhere.
Lots of them.
To distribute freedom, freedom, liberty.
Well, because
elsewhere.
According to George,
when we can't get it here.
Now, Nolan, you're making fun of the amount of times that George Bush used those words during
you mean
his
liberty,
speech.
Freedom, liberty?
Yeah, yeah.
Well, no, I wouldn't.
The idea there is very simple, and of course the idea is if you say it often enough, then people will start to believe it, or people will, in this case in America, continue to believe that there are free people because, well, the president said so. We must be free if George Bush says we're free.
Well, you know, you're right. You are absolutely free to be carried your butt off to jail without a moment's notice should you happen to open your mouth at the wrong time in front of the wrong people.
Right.
There's your freedom. Enjoy it.
Well, what was interesting last night was the president was saying things like, I mean, he had, I don't remember exactly what he said, but he said something to the effect of, we need to guarantee people's rights to trial and guarantee talking about the Constitution as though he has some respect for it.
Yeah, like he doesn't violate it constantly with those guys in Guantanamo and what are the guys' names that are locked up here?
Jose Padilla.
Jose Padilla.
Oh, yeah, that poor guy. And
is he still in a break somewhere?
Man, his name disappeared off the radar screen.
Right,
a long
what's going
time
on with
ago.
Him?
And what our country's doing, and they're running around acting like they don't know what to do to get something going over there in Iraq, how to install a government. It's simple. Just send them our Constitution because we're not using it. Let them have it because we're not going to wear it out. It's kind of like Lucy's baseball glove. It's going to be in good shape in 1,000 years because we're not using it.
Right.
Right. Good so, point. Touche, yeah. Nolan. Anything else on your mind?
Man, that's enough for me.
Good call. Try not to kill yourself tonight, okay?
I hope nobody helps me with it. Thank
Thanks,
you,
man. 800-259-9231. Let's go to Hussein in Canada. You're on Free Talk Live.
Hello.
Hey there.
How are you?
Excellent, sir. What's on your mind?
I was listening earlier. I guess you guys were talking about the drug commercials.
We were, the anti-drug commercials.
Absolutely. And I guess the discussion was going into, you know, what would we say to the Republicans in order to get them to, I don't know, I mean, ease off the drug restrictions and perhaps make drugs legal? 80% of the crime is.
I don't feel like it's just the Republicans. I feel like the Democrats are out there too, just
absolutely.
battling just as heavily.
Anybody who likes power is
absolutely.
For the drug war.
And what struck me was, you know, I equate it almost to like the tsunami relief. There's good people that give money towards the cause, let's say, hoping that it does reach the right people. But as we all know, the pyramid structure, it exists worldwide. And generally, the money, it filters its way to the top and finds itself and finds, and I guess, it reaches people that are using it against the population, against
Well, Hussein, you're sort of right. When you're talking about the tsunami situation, you've got two very distinct situations. You've got the government aid, so-called aid, and then you've got the privately funded aid. Now, when the government takes your money, and I think that the total so far is, what, $350 million of our dollars, taxpayer dollars in this country, when they take our money and hand it over, then it goes to, well, we thought it was going to go to the Taiwanese government, which, again, that's what you're talking about. They would squander it, buy some BMWs, that sort of thing.
Right.
Well, in this case, it actually ended up getting interdicted by the UN. The UN ended up taking it, which means the UN bureaucrats ended up buying the BMWs instead of the Taiwanese government. But actually, if you're giving money to a private charitable organization, then you get to do the research, Hussein. You get to say, okay, well, I'm not too trusting of the Red Cross because I don't like the way they're run. I'm going to give my money to this other private organization because I know they're going to run the, you know, this charity the right way. So when you're giving money to private charities, you can control it and you can ensure that it goes to where you need it to be versus the government that just gives it to any politicians that they feel it.
See, I've come to realize that, you know, this is not even really about money. So even in regards to the ghettos in America and the communities that are flooded with drugs and crime, they could easily go rebuild all those communities and give all the contracts to their buddies. And
hang on, Hussein, hang on. 1-800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. We got more calls rolling in. It's your show. Take control. Free Talk Live.
Hi, this is Pasha Sharp with the Genesis Radio Network, here to introduce to you a product that will put the pep back in your step. If you're like me, a working mom and even working dad, then these issues will sound familiar to you all. Lack of energy, lack of sleep, lack of strength, lack of stamina, making time for housework, cooking, homework, shopping, and chauffeuring, making time with the kids, making time with the spouse, making time for intimacy, most importantly, making time for yourself. I'm here to tell you that there is a way that you can make time for all these things and more. Introducing the incredible LifeWave Patch. It's safe, non-invasive, and currently is being used by world-renowned athletes, Olympic, professional, collegiate, high school, and little league alike. The LifeWave Patch has even been shown to help with jet lag and related issues. Anyone looking for that extra edge over their competition or just trying to beat the clock? This is truly the answer you've been looking for. Go to www.lifewavepromotions.com. Again, that's www.lifewavepromotions.com.
The 2004 Libertarian presidential candidate, Michael Badnarik, is a Free State Project member. The Free Talk Live crew are all members of the Free State Project. Thousands of people from the United States and the world are Free State Project members. What do these individuals know that you don't? We know that you can have liberty in your lifetime. We're all moving to what may be the freest state, New Hampshire. Once there, we will reduce government and expand the free market. You deserve to be free, and we will be free. Join the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. Call 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org. That's 1-888-532-4604 and freestateproject.org. If you believe in individual freedom, personal responsibility, and limited government, and are ready to do something about it, call 1-888-532-4604 now or log on to freestateproject.org.
You've heard about PAWS from BioWax International and its bubble-up technology. But have you heard about BioWax Citrus Concentrate that also uses bubble-up technology? BioWax Citrus Concentrate harnesses the power of oxygen to safely attack and remove dirt, stains, odors, and soils at the source. It's a sad fact, but in just seconds, your carpet can be soiled with mud, your sofa ruined by pizza sauce, or your walls by color crayons. But in minutes, you can remove those problems with BioWax Citrus Concentrate. Call 877-289-7297 or visit BioWax.com. Bubble Up Technology is part of the reason BioWax International will guarantee you will have a cleaner and healthier home after using BioWax Citrus Concentrate. You can throw out all those bottles of harmful cleaning chemicals because it's just better to use BioWax Citrus Concentrate to clean your home. Call 877-289-7297 or visit BioWax.com. That's BioWax.com. When you see the difference, you'll know why it's just better to use the BioWax family of products.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. Toll-free 800-259-9231. The show you can literally call in, take control of. We had Hussein on the line, and he apparently dropped off during the break. I mean, he didn't have very much time, so that's why I was going to put him on hold. We try to be courteous to our callers on this show. If you listen to the show, you'll notice that we do things differently. I was talking to a program director early today, because that's what I do. I call program directors, try to get the show on other stations, and he was saying, well, you guys give the numbers out before you even talk about the topic. Well, yeah, it's Free Talk Live. You can call in about anything.
It's kind of funny. They program directors just expect all radio shows to be like Rush Limbaugh's.
Well, not all program directors. There are some that have that mindset, though.
Some do.
A lot of program directors really like the show, and we really appreciate them listening to it, and, of course, we'll appreciate it more when they add us to their radio station. But some of them, there are a few of them out there that feel like, well, your show's okay. I said, well, what could make our show better? Well, if you sounded a little bit more like Rush Limbaugh. They didn't say it in those exact terms, but they basically said, well, we don't really have any shows on this station that aren't like Rush. You know, you have to be like this and this and this to get by in talk radio. Well, I think we're proving on this show that you don't have to be like the rest of the pack to make it in this business. And I like being different from the rest of those shows. Not only are we different from our political standpoint, but we're also different in the way the show runs. And the show runs like this. You call in, we take your calls about anything. 1-800-259-9231. Don't forget to log on at freetalklive.com. Sign up for the updates list whenever there's something new that you need to know about the show. You get it in your email box, and you're the first to know. Let's go to Rusty in Montreal, Canada. And, of course, another thing is we're worldwide on this show. We don't just appeal to Americans. We got everybody listening. Actually, Rusty, it looks like you are an American.
Oh, very much so. How are you guys doing?
Hey, Rusty, how are you? What are you doing up there in Canada land?
Actually, I work for an investment bank.
Oh, great.
Sounds exciting.
Business worldwide. No, it's a job. Business worldwide. I was in Asia before. You know, IPOs, initial public offering, new companies because of these new exchanges over the world. The business is flat in the States, so you got to take the show on the road.
Got it.
There you go.
Got it. So what's going on, man? What's on your mind today?
Well, the Iraq and the soon-to-be Iran and Syrian war. I've got a niece that's an Arabic translator overseas in that part of the world.
Okay.
Her husband is one of the, I call them, professional bullet catchers, special forces. And she told me about the 8 brand-new bases and their future expansion plans. She could only say legally so much. But this war was preconceived, it was pre-planned, and no matter what happened, they were, hook or crook, go to Syria, Iraq, and Iran.
Wait, so you're saying that according to your niece, she's telling you that it looks like they're going to...
There's 8 brand new bases there.
Wait. Hold on, Rusty. Where are the 8 bases in Iraq or Iran?
Oh, and Iran, pardon me. I mean Iraq. Right now. Iraq. There's 8 brand new bases. They look like out of Star Wars, but she said you can't step 2 centimeters outside of those enclaves. Okay?
Why not?
And because it's very dangerous.
I see.
The indigenous Iraqi people aren't the type. See, what Americans, these guys up in the White House, the problem is with them, they don't have any understanding of indigenous cultures, indigenous people. They thought they could just pay off the Iraqis and have another Saddam puppet. But you got to understand the Arab mindset, or the Middle Eastern mindset to be more specific. An Arab wife will tell her husband, I'd rather you die than come home and not be a man. It's a whole different way of looking at the world. And this is a preconceived war. Richard Clark talked about it. Paul O'Neill talked about it. They will be next door in a very ungovernable war, hook or crook, by the end of this term. They're going to invent another reason like they did in Iran and Iraq. They will be.
Well, he's already invented the reason. The reason now is that, according to George Bush, they're the number one worldwide sponsor of terror.
Yeah, I know that. Yeah, give me a... Well, we understand where this is coming from, but the American people have got to stop this. Because, number one, we cannot govern the region without less than 500,000 people, if you see the math. Even the generals will tell you that.
You're talking about 500,000 troops.
500,000 troops at the bare minimum, with the complicit agreement of, you know, certain tribe leaders and so forth, and it's just not that part of the world. And they don't have an understanding culturally. These are guys... White-collar crooks from Midland, Texas, East Coast, they have no understanding, or nor do anyone in the Foreign Service, of this cultural context. You remember the problem we had at the beginning of the situation, no translators, no what I call cultural interpreters.
Okay.
In other words, people that can interpret. And you can see that right now. They actually thought, after we killed Saddam or chased him out, they would be welcoming us with open hands. They really thought that.
Do you really think so?
Yeah, I really think so. And that arrogance, and that cultural arrogance, you got to remember where these guys are coming from. Then they took these new Iraqi puppets in, and they thought the local people would actually go for that. You know, there's an old thing, if you read the autobiography of Malcolm X, once you free a slave and educate a slave, and teach a slave right and wrong, he's not a very good slave anymore.
No, I guess he wouldn't be.
Yeah, well,
you understand what I mean?
Maybe that's why in this country we have government education, because they want to keep us uneducated.
Exactly. That's the whole purpose of government education. The welfare system is not to make people independent. It's to keep you locked in a system. What it is the Soviet, if you read Zbigniew Brzezinski's theoretical work, even before he was Carter's foreign policy advisor and national security director, is the Soviet state, the psychology, the apparatus of control applied in a capitalistic society.
You're absolutely right. We have this masquerade. Rusty, we're out of time, brother, but call in some other time, okay? Good point. Good hearing from you. 1-800-259-9231. And he's absolutely right. We masquerade as though we're this free nation, but in reality, we meet something like 9 or 10 out of the 10 communist planks. Seriously! 800-259-9231. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live. Take control. Anything goes.
The media is flooded with reports of everything from antibiotic-resistant supergerms to the possibility of a flu epidemic due to a vaccine shortage. If we can't rely on traditional medicines, what are you going to do to keep you and your family healthy and safe? There is now a scientifically proven alternative called Super Silver Solution. Super Silver's combination of supercharged silver and oxygen has been proven to kill hundreds of bacteria and be at least 2 to 300% more effective than any other silver product. Super Silver is the only patented silver product scientifically proven to kill the germs that cause colds, flu, sinus, ear, eye, and respiratory infections. It's powerful enough to kill the deadly staph infection, yet completely safe for everyday use by children, adults, and pets. Call International Health for your free audio information package at 1-800-974-1879. We're so sure it works, we guarantee it. That's 1-800-974-1879 or visit supersilver.net.
Most of us have had a cafe we frequented because the service was so wonderful or the food was so great. The Silver Bear Cafe understands this philosophy and has incorporated these ideals into a website that offers food for thought to nourish the mind. Membership in the Bear consists of a large and growing group of patriots who, like you, realize there are things in this great country that need changing right away. The Silver Bear Cafe provides you with an income opportunity that will provide you and your family with an ongoing revenue stream in return for simply spreading the message. So many of you have been trying to get the message out individually, but collectively, our voices are strong and cannot be silenced. Membership in the Bear will teach you the secrets of financial freedom, how the runaway government is crushing the American dream, why wars are played out across the globe, the fractional reserve system, etc., where we're headed, and what you can do to prepare yourselves. Knowledge is power. Feed your mind and feed your financial independence with a visit to SilverBearCafe.com. That's SilverBearCafe.com. Do it today and preserve this country's greatness for generations to come.
So what's in your shampoo, bath soap, and dish soap? Chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodiums, formaldehydes, etc.? Read the labels. Inhaling exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Also may be irritating to the skin and mucous membranes and cause you to seek medical help. Perfumes, also known as fragrance on a label, can indicate the presence of thousands of separate ingredients. Now, just by one example, here's what's in my Calben Pure Soap Shampoo. It's all natural, earth-friendly, it contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oils. No harsh chemicals, no animal tallow or testing. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all their cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free at 1-800-340-7091. That's 800-340-7091 or visit CalbenPureSoap.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231, toll-free, 1-800-259-9231. Anything goes, political, personal, pop culture, whatever it is that's on your mind. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
Don't forget, you can log on at freetalklive.com and grab the live stream. It's on whenever we're on. Of course, that's Monday through Friday from 7 to 10 o'clock Eastern Time. Also, our Saturday show from 8 to 10 o'clock Eastern Time, so you can tune in then. Of course, if you don't get the show in your area, the live stream is certainly an option for you, but we'd rather be on a radio station. That way, everybody can listen, even those people without computers. So call your local stations, let them know, talk to the program directors, and let them know that you want to hear Free Talk Live all 6 nights a week. And it might just happen.
Might just.
Hey, we were talking about the administration, the last caller, Rusty. Great call, by the way. We were talking about who these people, you know, really are and just the kind of attitude that they have towards society. And we kind of started to touch, right towards the end there, we started to touch on the government education system and how it is that they're basically trying to keep us stupid in this country. Because we've dropped from something like, I think we were, in 1953, I think we reported that we were first in the world in math and science. Now we're 21st in the world in math and science. And, of course, what has happened in the last 50 years? Government's gotten involved in education. government has gotten involved more and more and more. We're dumbing our kids down. We're dumbing society down. And as a result, we're more easily controlled. So, even when someone's... But now and then you get the occasional kind of person that wants to step out of line. The occasional thinker. The individual who actually questions authority. Who questions the lies that they're being told on a nightly basis on the television news. Well, in Denver... Some people are angry when they see Shasta Bates, that's her name, Shasta Bates
is she's a stripper.
Derogatory bumper sticker about President George W. Bush.
Okay.
But she didn't think that she'd be threatened with arrest because of it.
Uh-oh.
The Denver Police Department is investigating a sergeant who allegedly threatened to arrest the 26-year-old for displaying the bumper sticker. Bates said she was told by the sergeant on Tuesday that her bumper sticker was illegal. Because it was profane. Now, I'm guessing it doesn't say here. I'm guessing it was something like F. Bush or something like that.
Just a guess.
That, right? But it makes me wonder, would she have been threatened if it just said F. You? You know, if it was just a profane bumper sticker that didn't involve Bush's name. Do you think she would have been possibly hassled by the cop in that case?
Could be.
Could
I
be.
Know.
Could be. She said that he told
the
her...
The F. Happens bumper sticker was very, very common... I don't know when it was. Probably the late 80s, early 90s, though.
Was it common that people got pulled over and harassed for it?
Not so much, no.
She said that apparently the cop told her that he would arrest her if she didn't remove it. City Attorney Cole Finnegan said he doesn't believe there's any city ordinance against displaying a profane bumper sticker. The city attorney doesn't even know where the law is. How is it this cop knows about it? Colorado ACLU...
You're making stuff up to me.
That's not unusual. For the police to just threaten people to get them to do what they want to do. We've had stories on this, on these airwaves before of women being offered to, well, do a little favor for police officers to get out of a ticket. You don't think it really happens?
Absolutely, it happens.
You think it only happens in the movies? No. It's totally real life, and it really does go on, because these guys are on a power trip. And they know that if they've got this babbling woman in front of them that's she's crying, she's breaking down, she doesn't want to get the $300 speeding ticket, they got a real easy option to get out of it. And I'm not saying it's right, I'm saying it happens. So, this is what we have today. This is what we're dealing with. Cops ordering people to remove bumper stickers from their cars. Free speech in America? Don't think so. 800-259-9231. More coming up. Hour number 3 on the way. We're here till 10 o'clock Eastern Time. This is Free Talk Live.
If you're talking...